It's long with feathers in it.
Uh-huh.
And they cross. It's different than a pillow.
Oh, that's how it's different from a
that's
pillow.
That's right. Different. Mm-hmm. Different than a pillow.
Now, like, what would they put down on the floor, like, for children to sleep on? They'd, like, if there didn't have enough beds in the house and had some children come in.
Had it.
And now talking about different kinds of land, if you were talking about land that will grow most anything, you say that land is really?
Rich.
And the sort of flat, low-lying land along a stream sometimes it'll overflow in the spring, but then later on you can plow it. Did you ever hear that called bottoms?
Bottom land.
Yeah. Well, what about land that's got water just standing on it almost all the time? That they can't work, you know, because there's just water on it.
Called lowland.
Lowland. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the same thing as a swamp?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if they had some land like that? And they wanted to work it. What would they have to do to it?
What do they have to do to it, boy?
What?
Well, if you had, like, swamp land and you wanted to work it, what would they have to do to it?
Swamp land?
Mm-hmm.
You'd break it with a pipe.
What would they do to get the water off of it?
Drain it. Make a little ditch. Drain it off.
Would you repeat that for me so I get that on the tape? They'd have to...
And do what now?
Hmm?
What you said they had to do?
Dig a ditch, drain it off.
Dig a ditch and drain it off.
Mm-hmm.
That drain that water off.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the land that you farmed, what was the soil, the land that you worked most of it, what was it mostly around here?
It was, what you call y'all land?
Huh?
What you call y'all land?
Black sand land.
Black sand land.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about that sticky kind of land? What do they call it?
Gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you call it? Like a place in the field where there's been a heavy rainfall and then the rain cuts kind of cuts a place out in the field. Kind of a trench in the field. What would you call that trench that was cut?
A dream.
Called a dream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, would that be the same thing as a gully?
Sure. That's right. Mm-hmm. There's a little wild thing running off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. And what about something like a gully but deeper that would be kind of maybe cut by a stream or something? It would be like a deeper sort of washed out place.
Call that a ditch.
Oh, they call that a ditch. Mm-hmm. And now, what would you call just a small stream of water that flows along? You'd call that a...
I just call it a stream of water.
Mm-hmm. Now, would a stream be smaller? Would a stream or a creek be bigger?
Well, a creek would be bigger.
Would be bigger the way you
a
think.
Little stream is a little stream of water. Mm-hmm. It's like running out of well, I'm talking about that cold water while I go out to my cooking. I can't call another name right now.
Well, now, what about a bio? What would the bio be?
That's a big place, bio is.
Oh, that's big.
It's a big place.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Now, would it be as big as a river?
Some places are. Some places are.
Mm-hmm.
Some places.
Now, what would you call just a small elevation of land?